Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Orchard Park gym owner Robbie DeNiro from Athletes Unleashed joining us live this morning. Robbie, you were in the national spotlight last night after another visit by sheriffs and the health department. How did all this go down? You were on Fox and you had received a fine just before that?
That's correct. We were closed just as the mandate is directing. It was also after business hours and I heard somebody pounding on my door. I opened up to see a sheriff and somebody from the Department of Health. I told them to get off my property. They wouldn't. I just kept insisting that this was private property and that they needed to leave. The Department of Health official said he wanted to deliver me something, and I said, okay, I understand that. All you need to do is make an appointment. There's a procedure for this. Make an appointment. I'm closed. This is after hours. Call me, make an appointment, and you can deliver what you want. You're just not going to walk on my property. And I told the sheriff to get him off. He's not wanted. And I told the sheriff not to come back onto my property without a warrant.
When you got that fine, did you read what it said? What was the reasoning for the $15,000 fine?
I did. There are three. I'm not going to go into the numbers and the specifics, the little details, but it does say I'm getting fined $15,000 for unlawfully, for encouraging a gathering of more than 10 people, which is freaking hilarious. So they're getting me because I encouraged more than 10 people together. How Gestapo is that, telling people now we can't gather? They're trying to find me because I wasn't wearing masks, which is hilarious. And they said I also had approximately 40 people inside my building. And they're wrong again because I had a hell of a lot more than 40 people in my building. I had well over 50 people inside my building, so they're not accurate in their numbers. And we were protesting. And I'll be damned if the government is ever going to tell me I can't protest. And shame on them for trying to find me for protesting. And how about for a second time sending somebody with guns to my establishment to try to get me to back down? How shameful is that? They're sending people with guns to try to intimidate me. I'm a nonviolent person. Zero history of violence at my gym, zero history of violence with anything we've done, and yet they keep sending people with guns.
Robbie, we spoke with attorney Paul Cambria this morning. He said you have an interesting defense. A protest is protected under the First Amendment, as you're saying. But Paul also said if he was advising you, he would tell you to follow the safety regulations while challenging them. Would you consider that?
I never prevent anybody from following safety regulations. When I'm operating my business, I ensure people have the opportunity to distance 6 feet. We sanitize the equipment. We follow all the regulations, and anybody that wants to wear a mask can wear a mask. I open up the doors and allow airflow. I have the filters installed in my heat and cooling system. And just for the record, I don't use heat or cooling at my gym. I don't turn it on. So I do all that, and that's still not good enough for people. We've had zero cases contact traced to our gym. They can't prove anything. So this is about freedom. This isn't about the virus. This isn't about masks. This isn't about no masks. This is about allowing us to live our lives as intended, free in the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness as intended by our Creator. We were endowed with inalienable rights, and this virus and people's fear cannot cause our freedom to be infringed.
You know, Robbie, to that point and Susan's question, I was actually speaking with people inside the gym yesterday that I was going to up in Niagara County. And, you know, a lot of them obviously hearing your story over the past several days and agreeing with what you have to say and maybe everything you said, but how you said it, they're worried that it might be harmful for, you know, the greater cause, so to speak, of gyms being allowed to open. When you look at, you know, those videos online of you explaining what happened, you notice the comments. Half of them are, of course, he doesn't have a mask on, or something along those lines. Jim's saying, you know, look, we've done so much, like you've just mentioned, whether it's the filters or airflow, social distancing, to convince everybody that it is safe to go to these businesses, yet the images of a lot of people inside your business not wearing a mask, they feel is counterproductive.
Okay. There's a lot that you said, so I'm not sure what the question is.
Do you understand that concern? Are you sensitive to maybe some of those concerns that while they agree with what you're saying, just the way that you're going about it might be counterproductive to having a lot of gyms be able to open?
No, I don't find that valid at all. I am only defending freedom. They absolutely should wear a mask if they want to wear a mask. Anybody can wear a mask. I'm not anti-mask. I am 100% freedom. If I choose not to wear a mask, that's on me. I'm a freeborn American, and nobody is going to control me or tell me what we can do. I fought 3 times overseas for my rights, for your rights, and for people's rights to say what they want about this protest and about this movement. I will not let somebody infringe any of our rights.
What is next? You've got this fine, but you ripped it up last night. So
I did.
Where does this go from here?
Well, I'm still waiting on Mr. Poloncarz, on Governor Cuomo, on any of them to explain to all of us that they don't want working, how they get to draw a $225,000 salary and a $103,000 salary, respectively, out of our bank account, on our tax dollars. I'd like to know how they can continue to draw that money and tell us that we can't work. I'd like them to sit down at any of our dinner tables, and I'd like them to ask our children if we are an essential worker or not. I'd like to hear the answer that they get and then tell our kids, nope, your mom or dad is not an essential worker because we're scared of a virus. And then I'm going to tell them, come get your fine. Come get it. I promise you, they're not getting that fine from me. They can walk their happy tails down to my gym and ask for it. It ain't coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.